Not everyone is ready for changes. Not everyone really wants them or even needs them. How do we cope with them? How do we even face them head on? These are some of the questions that for a long time rung in my mind. I was really scared of changes at some point in my life, and truly, I was not eager to accept them. In fact, I concluded sometime in my teenage years to hate them. I hated changes with passion. I did not want to lose what I had, nor did I want to explore the possibilities of new things. I wanted life to be immovable. I wanted life cycle no more. At the end of the day, changes sometimes make you lose things you like, places you have loved, and even people you have adored in your life. Changes, in some instances, were never welcomed in my life. I despised them until I grew up. I found myself lonelier and secluded the older I got. I wanted the company of no one, and past failures made me feel unfit, unwanted, irrelevant, and not even needed. I can't even blame it all on mental health, you know. I was a very active and healthy young man growing up. I had no reasons as a young man to become the person I had turned out to be. But a lot of people hurt me along the way, you know. A lot of circumstances make me feel useless and even emotionally dead. I was feeling sad all the time. I was in a very dark and distant place, even to my close ones. It took me some time inside a dark closet fighting God. These were constant battles where I took the time to remind him of his promises. I took the time to cry and to scream to him. Back and forth for everything that was happening to me, and how I felt his slow response to my calling was felt. I argued and spoke to him all night. Sometimes the sun came out during my complaints. I desperately needed what I had hated all my life. I needed changes. But the mysterious and glorious fact that we sometimes forget is that God's timing is perfect. Even when it does not sync with ours. Just because he remains quiet and operating slow, it does not mean that he is not working for you. His patience does not only imply activity. Contrary to those beliefs, his slow response could be happening because of cosmic angel battles in heaven as the result of our cries. It happened to the prophet Daniel. And now I believe that it happened to me too. As a result of this feud with my Creator, many things did change in my life. And although some of them were hurtful and hard to accept, I now understand that they were all happening as the preface to wonderful things being prepared for me in the future. I want to share my favorite three changes with you all in this episode. It has been a couple of years since my last episode published. That break that I took in between stories was due because of my first change for good. The first great change in my life is that I finished my degree in science and business management at the University of Phoenix. Finally! I was the only one in the family without one. I had left it halfway done back in the 90s, in part because of my career in the US Army, but also in part because I truly lost the motivation to go back to school. In the time that last episode of Thoughtful in the Dark aired, I have now earned two separate degrees. One in theology studies from the International Theology University of Miami, where I graduated from the chaplain ministry program, and another with the University of Phoenix that I just now mentioned. It feels great to have those credentials and titles. They will help me outline the rest of my career with more ease. The second change that happened in my life, and that now I know was drafted by God Himself, was my move to the state of Arizona. I would have never thought that I would live here in the state. I had no intentions or motivations to even visit the state until my resume job hunting responses came almost only from the state. It was as if it was meant to be. I can't explain exactly how it all turned out, but all I can say is that I get it. I get it now. I have a beautiful apartment with the office space that I have always dreamt of. I have neon lights, collectibles, I have wonderful space to pray, work, and to even hit my favorite video game occasionally. I live in a wonderful, quiet community. I am embraced by the warm, sunny welcome every morning, and the sound of distant coyotes reminded me that I need to get some rest. It is amazing. I thank God for this change daily. And the third and final change that I would like to share with you all in this episode is that I am no longer lonely. Thoughtful in the Dark has been the way I have expressed my sadness and frustration throughout the years as it related to my loneliness and the fact that I have been very unlucky in love. This podcast has served as an instrument, a therapy even, of all of the bad things that I have gone through and how I have reacted to them all. All these dark places and instances that you may all be aware of have now been toppled by answered prayers and a lot of tear shedding. In the 12th day of February 2024, I became a married man. God led me to find the angel he has sent to me on earth. I spoke about her in the episode Te Encontraré. I have referred to her in my imaginary fashion in a few episodes. Not anymore. I found her. Her voice, her body, her spirit, her fear of God is everything I had asked for. She is the ultimate response to heart-fought prayers. And now I get to hug her every night, looking at the clouds, thanking the Almighty for such provision. He has blessed me in more ways than one. We have plans, you know. Wow, so many of them. And by the grace of God, her plans are exactly like mine's. I can't wait to see her smile every morning, to be honest. I can't resist the way she cares for my health and well-being. She's truly an angel that makes me happy and that reminds me of how great God can be when we allow His time to operate with ours. Even when we get desperate, you know? Three. I have only shared only three of so many changes that I have gone through since the last episode, but I want you all to know that I am in a better place. I want you all to know where I am right now, spiritually, mentally, and even physically moving forward. I plan to share at least one episode like I used to do weekly or at least bi-weekly. But you will notice, however, that they would be slightly different to what you were used to hearing. This time, I am in a different place. I am where I wanted to be. I am where I pray God to put me into. In a place where I exist but also live. In a place where the warm and sunny day reminds me of the love of God and how He can change the things that you sometimes hate the most, even when those things are the very same I used to hate. I call them
changes.